I am alone and determined for my life. I know that there's a lot of things that I regret, but I try my hardest to learn from it. You know, I know that nobody is perfect. I know that everybody is entitled to their own opinions and just their own actions in general, you know. But I'm speaking about being alone and determined because I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm eager to reach my goal. You know? A lot of niggas, they just think about getting that fast money, rapping. And man, like, if you gonna get that fast money rapping, bruh, stay in your own lane. You know what I'm saying? Be your own boss first. Why the fuck people don't want to be their own boss, man? Love yourself. If you love yourself, bro, you would understand that. Damn, you see all these record deals finessing people, but they got record deals that don't finesse people. You know what I'm saying? You just got to pay attention. See what you got to learn from the other people when they get finessed from record deals and all that shit. Like, you got to understand how the system work, bro. But like, when you in the system, bro, I know you can't just be in the system. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm getting off topic of the podcast, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, man, just pay attention to shit, bro. Know your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Being alone and determined is something that I always concentrate. I don't concentrate on being alone because I don't like being alone, bro. But most of the time, I am alone, so I'm self-reliant when it comes to, like, emotional support or, like, intellect support. Like, I know how to articulate myself. Like, I don't need no parent to fucking breastfeed my stupid ass when I'm overgrown. God damn it. That's some breastfeeding ass shit. Even though everybody gets breastfeeded. You know what I'm saying? When you really think about when you really think about sucking on your mama titty. nigga used to bite their mama titty. That shit funny as hell. It's the funniest shit I ever heard in my life, bro. Man. Hey, but look, bro. Being alone and determined, bro. Listen. You got it, bro. Just look into the mirror. Look in your eyes. And you'll see it, man. Say what you want, bro. Speak it into existence. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, like, they talk about what they want to do and what they're going to do. Like me, I talk about what I want to do and what I'm going to do. But there's another thing that I do as well. I'm also preparing myself. Meaning I'm taking action. I'm getting ready to make that move, that one move. And then I'm going to make another move and another move. You know? But, you know, I call it moves because I don't want nobody to know what the fuck I'm doing, yo. I'm going to just say moves. You know what I'm saying? Decisions. That's what I'm talking about when I say moves. But yeah, man. Just, bruh, being alone and determined, it only takes independence. You know what I'm saying? Like self-independence. You self-independent, but you determined. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they determined for their goals. You know what I'm saying? But they give up halfway. Don't give up halfway. Did you see me stop podcasting? No. I love podcasting, bro. It's fun as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I have other passions as well, bro. It's just, I found one of my passions. Like, I love to do podcasting, so I did that shit. You know what I'm saying? No biggie. I'm gonna get better at this shit. I promise y'all, bro. Once I get some fucking supporters or something, bro. Just some type of audience. Because literally, I don't have nobody. You know? I have a couple of people that listen to my podcast. But, like, I'm not trying to be famous. Like, but if I am famous, I don't care. Like, I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like everybody else that do all that publicity, bro. I stay being myself, bro. I'm true to myself. Why niggas don't want to be true to themselves first, bro? Why niggas don't want to be real to themselves first? You know what I'm saying? It's okay, bro. It's okay to be independent, bro, and do your own thing. You just understand that independence isn't everything, you know? Like, yeah, you're going to be independent, but you still need to make time for your normal life too, bro. Like, so just, like, that's why I'm saying, like, that's why people give up and have fun halfway through, because that's how they take their breaks. They just stop. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you just can't stop. Sometimes you got to follow all the way through. You know what I'm saying? It's just like going to the paint with the basketball for a layup, nigga. You can't just stop, nigga, and try to do a crossover. Like, you might get ripped, nigga. You have a better chance of getting a foul or having a chance to score. Just having a chance to score, period, if you go all the way up, bro, with the ball. You know what I'm saying? Lay that bitch up. See, niggas like, why you talking about basketball? Why does nigga keep talking about all this shit? Listen, bro, just pay attention to shit, bro. It's not supposed to be how you like it. It's supposed to be how I make it, because that's how I made it. Listen, bro, don't piss me off, y'all niggas. Hey, man, look, being alone and determined is something that, like, I'm doing right now, bro. I'm alone and I'm determined, you know? I'm not letting none of my problems in my life is affecting my passions. Like, the shit that I'm passionate about, like, anything that I'm passionate about, bro, anything that I love, I will make time for it, bro. I will never, ever fucking just say, no, I don't have time. You know what I'm saying? Or just be like, I don't want to do it. I'll have a reason why I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I'll make up for not doing it. Like, make two more podcasts, shit like that. Like, bruh, before you know it, I'll have, like, a million podcasts. Nigga said podcast. Bro, what the fuck did I just say, bruh? Listen, bruh, I ain't gonna be making my motherfucking podcast for entertainment all the time, bruh. Like, some of my podcasts might be dead ass serious, bruh. So y'all niggas be prepared for that shit. Being alone and determined, bruh. Bro, I've been doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So many times where I felt like giving up. But you know what? I always remained determined because I was persistent. Persistent just to keep going, bro. Constantly going. Persistent to keep going. You know? My hunger is never satisfied when it comes to my passions for anything that I want to do, bro. I'm curious as fuck, bro. Like, it's not that I'm limited and I don't want to do anything. It's just that I don't have anything that I want to do. And once I get to do what I want to do and I like it, bro, I master it. You know, in this podcasting shit, bro, like, yeah, it might seem like I'm rusty or my podcast might not seem like that much to a lot of people, but I don't care about that, bro. In reality, bro, I'm trying to learn from whatever the fuck I did from the last time. My other podcast from the last time, if they sucked, even though they don't suck, none of my fucking podcasts suck, nigga. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. My podcasts are fucking awesome, bro. You know what I'm saying? Especially about the shit that I'm talking about in the podcast, bro. You niggas need to be paying attention instead of judging a nigga. That's your problem. A lot of people prejudice, you know? And that's what stops people from being determined in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to be alone, but how will you be determined? You have to ask yourself that. And a lot of people don't care about being determined. Like, they look at determination and hard work as something that's like temporary, but it's like, bro, you need to think of it as something consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to consistently work hard, because I ain't never seen a nigga work hard one fucking day and then the rest of his life he ain't have to work hard no more. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know what I'm saying, it's not your fault. It's not your, see what I'm saying, I'm messing up. It's not your fault that you work hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta work hard under circumstances that you don't control. You know what I'm saying? You in situations where, you know what I'm saying, you getting controlled by the situation and you can't really make your own decisions. So it kind of stops you from being determined into what you fucking love. You know what I'm saying? And really, like, I speak for everybody that's having a hard time being determined in what they love, bro. You know what I'm saying? I chose to make this podcast outside because, bro, it's a beautiful ass day outside. It's 6:41 in California. The wind is blowing. I can feel it. Listen, bro. Being alone and determined is something that I went through damn near my whole life, bro. Like, I keep saying I went through it, but, bro, like, every time I think more about that topic, like, I realize, bro, I can relate to my life a lot, you know? A lot of times where I was just alone. And if you felt alone, bro, if you felt like you was alone and you ain't determined, bro, I'm telling you right now, bro, you could pick your head up and you could feel better. But that's only if you want to, bro. You know what I'm saying? You have the ability to make yourself happy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say that money can't buy happiness. And I totally agree with that, bro. I totally agree with that. It can't. You make yourself happy. That's why. Money doesn't make you happy. Money helps you be happy. It helps you be happy because, damn, you need money to pay for your damn house, your bills and shit like that, for your car and shit like that. So, you know, pay attention, bro. Like, money ain't everything. Money is not everything. You see niggas flexing on the ground with hella stacks. You might see my stupid ass with a stack in my hand, but you'll never see me, you know what I'm saying, acting like that's everything in the world to me, bro. I don't give a fuck about money, bro. If you was to see me with a lot of money, bro, like, that's just to go for my bills and shit like that, but I'll put that bitch in a bank, you know what I'm saying, to save it and make more. And then when you see me again, you like, damn, bro. Last time I saw you had that much. Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? You got to hustle hard, bro. Because when you don't have shit, bro, what the fuck you going to do with your life? Or you just going to sit around? I mean, right now, like, it's hard for me to explain my situation. I'd rather just tell y'all how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather tell y'all how I feel about it first. Maybe one day I'll tell y'all my situation, but not on this podcast, bro. Being alone and determined, bro, I don't want y'all to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that came to listen to this shit, they came to listen to this shit to hear what being alone and determined feels like. Well, when you ask that question, you gotta ask yourself, well, was I alone? And then, when I was alone, was I determined? You know what I'm saying? Really, what I want people to do that listen to my podcast is just do research on what I say. But don't try to tell me what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, just ask me what I mean. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's it. Just ask me what the fuck I mean. Don't try to tell me what I mean. You know what I'm saying? I always tell y'all. Listen, bro. First nigga to just make podcasts anywhere, bro. Like, literally, I stepped outside and just made a fucking podcast, bro. I feel like anybody could do this shit, bro. But the thing is, like, don't exploit podcasting. Like, don't be doing no wild ass shit on there, because they'll take your shit down, bro. being alone and determined, bro. Listen, I'm about to go. I'm about to end this shit. But I want to let y'all know something, man. I'm alone and determined because I don't know how to give up, bro. I can't comprehend that. Even when it feels like that's the only option is to give up, bro, I can't. No, not on anybody. You know what I'm saying? Only time I could give up on somebody is if they give up on me. They give up on me, then I give up too. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm saying giving up, like giving up on life, bro, because that's what I'm talking about. Giving up on life. Do not give up on life, bro. Because you only got one life. Why would you give up? Why would you fear another man if he bleeds just like you? You know what I'm saying? Y'all ask yourselves that. Diesel the inventor, bro. Listen, I invented this shit. I invented my way of podcasting, and I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about it. In the future, if you see me make a movie off my motherfucking podcast, hey, and it become like the number one in the world type shit, like, hey, remember where I started. I started off from nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm hella humble as fuck, bro, at heart. Like, I don't stunt or brag, bro. Look at me, bro. Nigga used to be wearing the same clothes. Nigga still wearing the same clothes as we speak. I don't ask for sympathy, bro. I know ain't no handouts in this world. Sometimes you in situations that you can't control, and it affects you a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, just understand life and what comes with life. Before I end this podcast, bro, one of my favorite rappers died, XXXTentacion. My favorite song, Hate Will Never Win. It's my favorite fucking song, man. I ain't never seen a nigga like him just spit his all on a track, bro. Just go off. And not care what nobody got to say. Everybody was accusing him of all type of shit, bro. Talking about they fans of him. How the fuck you fans of him? And you talking about that nigga color of his hair and shit. Like, oh, look at the color of his dreads. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, come on, man. Or, like, just talking about his music in general, bro. Like, just picking out, like, flaws and shit. Like, bro, just listen to the man music, bro. If you don't like the nigga music, don't listen to it at all, bro. That's how I rock. I don't never listen to no rapper, bro, unless I really like their music. You know what I'm saying? Never really. I mean, like, I don't listen to all their music, because I might listen to some of their music. Like, I might listen to one song or two. That's some. That's what I mean. So listen, bro. Just stay focused, everybody. There's no reason to give up. I know it's hard, but that's just the circumstances. And really, life just... Since life is so hard, bro, like, it just make other people's lives hard, naturally. But the thing is, bro, like, you have the choice to make your life better. You can make your life however you want it, bro. Like, your life is bad. Like, you could be, your life is horrible in your childhood. Well, guess what? You know what I'm saying? Your life is horrible in your childhood. Well, guess what, bro? You have the opportunity to make it better in your adulthood. You know what I'm saying? You have the opportunity to do things you never got to do as a child. Or, you know what I'm saying? And really, bro, like, when you get to that level where you could make any decision you want, bro, you'll understand. You'll understand what being alone and determined is. Being alone and determined is something that I already went through, and I wanted all y'all to understand that. I'm ending my podcast for the last time. I keep saying this shit. I'm sorry, bro. Sorry I holded y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Remember, bro, don't give up, bro. Don't give up. Believe in yourself. For real.